Yay! I'm glad that fate brought you here. It's a whole new day. And now that you're here, we are going to share weekly podcast sharing tips about saving and investing, my experience and knowledge as the main reference points, insights learned from guests I'll host here who I believe will have valuable information for you, my experience with online jobs and money, and finally, my finance tips. So make sure you follow, like, and share, and let's chat on Instagram and Twitter. I look forward to building a great relationship with you here.
A whole new day, the podcast that you feel. So, first of all, I'm so excited today because I'll have the opportunity to say Happy Wednesday to all the special women in our lives, and special shout out to Mom. You are my heroine, you are my brave warrior. So Happy Women's Day to you, Mom. I would also like to appreciate all other women who have played major role in our lives, and they are not supposed to be necessarily my women, but any woman who has played better role or sacrifice herself for people, I think this is your day to celebrate. And I know at a way you have a woman who has played a better role, who has played a bigger part in shaping who you are today. So just take a moment to say Happy Wednesday to them because they're so special to our lives. And you can share to them this podcast so that they may hear me telling them that they mean a lot to me and I love them so much. No, they're special. So, apart from that, I would like to tell you that I'm going to have some guests, but in the coming episodes, I'm going to target the young youths who have come up with business ideas, who have come up with initiatives and foundations to help people. And I just want to work with you and them through their journey as they motivate us, as they inspire us and give us ideas on how we can grow. Remember, this podcast is all about feelings. It's all about how you can go. Amen? Yeah, it's all about everything positive because we are trying to grow mentally, physically, emotionally and financially, the most important thing. And so keep in touch, keep sharing this podcast because good things are coming. Anyway, I hope by the time you are listening to this podcast, kama kawaida, you have your cup of coffee and you are sitting down drinking a cup of coffee, because as I am creating this content, I'm taking my cup of coffee. Wait a minute. So where are we? Okay, thank you. So today we're going to talk about chamas. chama. Yeah, chama ni zinaitonga merry-go-round. Okay. Maybe isn't the yeah, chama ndio merry-go-round, and I'm going to talk about the specific chamas, and I hope that by the end of this episode utakuwa umejifunza a lot of things. Life utakuwa umejifunza a lot of things about chama, how to manage chamas. I know most people here, most of my audience, I know that you have chamas, you have merry-go-round, you have saving groups, and everybody anataka kutafuta pesa in any way or the other, and everybody wants to save money in one way or the other. And so I'm going to help you, especially these people who have chamas and they don't know how to manage themselves, or you know, so their pesa inakuanga na trust issues kidogo, and who wanna believe that if you have a good management system, akutakuwa na issues. You have to trust your people, you have to trust your system, you have to have your record straight, and that's why I'm here to teach you on how to do these things. So sit tight and let's enjoy. So today I'm going to talk about the list of chama management apps that we have here in Kenya, And I believe that after listening to this episode, you'll have an option to choose from the list of chamber management apps that I'm going to talk about. And I believe that pia utakuwa ume learn more things about to manage your chamber, about to save more and efficiently, and to have the trust of your members. So sit down, kama uko na kalamu, you can take your pen and start writing, because I believe this information will be important to you and to your members. And if you are a chairman, ama wewe hata kama wewe ni member, mimi sina shida na hiyo. Enda kwa group yako, mkikutana hiyo siku mnakutana siku ya chama, ha? Tell them, oh, I have something here that may help you. Msikize hii podcast mkua pamoja, or you can share the link to your group, to your chama group, because obviously sahi tuko kwa digital era, and kila chama, 90% of the chama actually, they have maybe WhatsApp group or Facebook group. So I believe that you can share this useful information to people, because they may need it someday. So let's start. First of all, for those who don't know chamas, I will explain to you kidogo, you understand what chama is. So chama ni informal group. Inajulikana sana Kenya hizi chama. Umesikia chama, chama ya mama. Mama anasema anaenda chama, so it's common. It's a informal saving group, especially among women. It's not supposed to be a large group. Either a group of 5 people, 3 people, up to 100 people, and so on. In a mix, chama. So chama inakuanga mara mbili. Kuna saving chama na kuna merry-go-round. Basically, merry-go-round, you just have members. Then members contribute a fixed amount. Maybe mseme kila wiki tutakuwa tuna save 200 shillings. Then this 200 shillings itaenda kwa number 1 or number 2 or this and so. So after this itakuwa inaendelea hivi until ifike the last person. Then after the last person inaendelea kuenda. Okay, it's important for this because so zingine hii pesa itakupata kama uko kwa kona or on in a fix, na maybe ulikuwa umesha tumatuma chama and imefika the yako, so it will help you. But personally, I don't believe merry-go-round can help me that much, because it's like putting some money somewhere and then you receive the money back. So it doesn't have any interest. It doesn't have any. Yeah, it means you what you give out is what you receive, and the goal of this world is to what you give, you receive more than what you give. So if you save 100 shillings, in a certain period of time, you expect that with time ukirudishia pesa yako unapata hata kama ni 150, at least the 50 shillings is the profit, and that is the turn. So I'm going to show you ways on how your chama can also manage their funds, so that by the end of the financial year, at least utatoka na hiyo 50 bob uliko umeweka, utatoka na 55 bob, of which it's a good thing to do. So sit down, sip your coffee and follow me up. Okay, so nimesema apart from saving, most chamas zinafanya so. Okay, sijaongelea hiyo, nimeongelea chama yenye inafanya merry-go-round. So I'm going to talk about this chama that helps people to invest. And in terms of investing, the simplest way of investing in chamas ni this chama yenye members can access loans. So what you do, this is not a merry-go-round, or you can incorporate merry-go-round in a saving chama. So I'm going to talk about the two. So number one, I'm going to talk about the chama that has merry-go-round. Then I'm going to talk about the chama that has savings only, doesn't have merry-go-round. So for the chama that has merry-go-round, this is how it supports. So let me give you an example. I have a chama of 5 people, and a person 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we have decided that we are going to have a merry-go-round of a weekly contribution of 100 shillings per person. So by the end of the week, the first person will get 500 shillings, By the end of the second week, the second person will get 500 shillings until we reach the fifth week. Then after the fifth week, we start again the first week, and so on and so on. But now we want to save more money and get more money. So what we do, we will say, for the merry-go-round, we will put 100 shillings. But now you'll add 50 bob on top of the 100 shillings, so that the 50 bob will go to savings, and the 100 bob will go to the member who is supposed to be given the money. So what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that mtakuwa mnasave 50 bob, and at the same time you are continuing with your merry-go-round. So this 50 bob now comes to the chama saving. Okay, so chama that has merry-go-round and still has saving, and then we have chama that has saving. So after year merry-go-round, you save, but you still continue with merry-go-round, meaning by the end of the financial year utakuwa umepata ulikuwa umesave 50-50 weekly. By the end of maybe vile umeelewana utapata ulikuwa umesave pesa ingine fulani, then utaichukua. If it's 5,000 shillings, at least you have something, you had saved something for future. Then we have the chama ya saving peke yake, it doesn't have merry-go-round. What you do, you decide, now this group of five people, tumesema sasa, we don't want to have a merry-go-round, okay? We only want to have a saving group, a chama saving group. What we will do, we'll decide, kwa wiki, tutakuwa tunaweka pesa ngapi, 100 shillings. So every week, you'll be depositing 100 shillings to the dedicated account that you, the group, decided to do. So every week unaweka 1000 yako. You can't withdraw that money, okay? You just save, you save, you save until the day, maybe you have said we want to save for 3 months. So after 3 months, you can now collect your cash. Depending on how you save, that's how you will get it. But now, in these two groups, we have another option of adding extra chums. Chums is money. So you have another way of getting money. So for both chamas, you can use the same concept in both chamas, no problem. So once you start saving the amount that you decided, maybe it's the 100 shillings weekly, so you can say we'll save for 1 month. Then after 1 month, a member is allowed to take loans. In case you want an emergency loan, you can take loans, maybe 2 times your saving, 4 times your saving, depending with the constitution of the chama group. So after that, that's what you do. So you save, you save, you save, you save. Then tomorrow I need 2,000 shillings urgently. So what we do, so that we may earn, if a member requests for a loan, we give them a grace period, number one. And then number two, we give them an interest that occurs on the loan. So let's say we give it 10% per loan, and we give a person 1 month maximum to return the cash. If you don't return within the 1 month, you need to occur some cost in terms of fines. So this interest and fines that we charge people, it's the amount of money that when our end year or our financial year ends, we will now have the opportunity to share depending on the savings. So in case you had the more savings you have, it means the more money you will get. Simple as that. So apart from your saving, you'll also get interest on top of your saving, of which it's helpful because it helps you know that your money worked for you. Actually, this is one of the passive income, and if you have not heard about passive income, you can go to my previous episode. I tell you, this thing is so sweet. So just go and listen to my previous podcast episodes and you learn more about passive income. So I've talked about the chama and how you can get money with the chama. So let's continue to the management of these chamas. So number one, I'm going to talk about this. There's this particular app. It's a software. It's both in website and application, in Android and also in iOS. iOS ni wale watu wa iPhone. Anyway, So let's go to Chamasoft. So Chamasoft is a web-based application which is also available in app, that means in Android and also in iOS or to iPhone. So in Chamasoft, they have a subscription model to use the application. If you want to use the Chamasoft application, there are some small charges that they have to run the application. So we have the monthly package, the quarterly package, and the annual plan package. So the monthly package is 600 shillings monthly. The quarterly is 1,500 shillings after every quarter of the year. Then the annual, that's yearly, it's 5,000 shillings. The good thing about this is it's not very expensive as it seems, because these plans constitute of around 20 members. So you can say if you have 20 members and they are paying 600 shillings monthly, then it means every member will be paying 30 shillings monthly, which that's not quite a lot of money. If you want, also you can pay yearly, and each member will pay around 250 shillings per year. It's not a lot of money, is it? That's Chamasoft. So the good thing about this Chamasoft, it has the membership registration, it has the issuing of loans, it calculates the interest. You can communicate about your Chama messages in the Chamasoft app. Then the good thing about this is the transparency, because every member can see how much money goes in the account and how much money goes out of the account. So it brings the credibility. That's Chamasoft. Number two, I'm going to talk about the Easy Chama. That's number two. Easy Chama is a Chama online software provided by Equity Bank. So if you trust Equity Bank, you can trust Easy Chama. Their solution looks like a replica of Chamasoft. Actually, I think it's as almost as Chamasoft. But the exception is that theirs is only available online. Though I've seen an app of which the last time I checked the app, it wasn't working. Appropriately. So if you're an admin of Easy Chama and you pass by this podcast, please check on your app. But anyway, your website is working perfectly, and I'm happy about that. So the pricing model of Easy Chama is also different, and it does not offer free accounts. They currently have one plan limited to 20 members. That is split into three subscriptions: kuna monthly, quarterly, and annually. So monthly you pay 250 of up to 20 members, quarterly you pay 750 shillings of up to 20 members, and annually you pay 3,000 shillings of up to 20 members. So you may note that the difference between the Chamasoft and Easy Chama is that Easy Chama is much cheaper. Don't say cheaper, it sounds awkward. It's more affordable. You should not like cheap things, you should like affordable things. So the good thing about Easy Chama is more affordable than Chamasoft. So you can opt in to use Easy Chama. The good thing is that they give you 15 days trial for each app, so you can check it and learn through it between the 15 days. Then if you are okay with it, you now start saving. So try and use that. I've used Chamasoft, I've used Easy Chama, and I believe they may serve your needs. The next, we are going to talk about the ChamaNet. ChamaNet is just as similar to Easy Chama in terms of availability. It's available in the website where you log in into an online dashboard to manage your Chama. It also has an app version if you are interested. The software is available in three pricing plans, which are for the prices in this list. They include a quarterly subscription of cash 1500 shillings, annual subscription of 5000, both of which are limited to 20 members. So You can do your maths and see which one is cheap. The next one, okay, before the next one, the last plan, I talked about two plans, so let me talk about the last plan. The last plan provides access to the full software for a one-time payment. You pay once and you don't have to pay again. Essentially geared to those that wish to buy the software rather than use a subscription model. So you can try the 15-day trial before you choose the plans to use. The next one, number four, I'm going to talk about Tekeleza. It's called Tekeleza. So Tekeleza is available both as web and as app for Android. Unlike all the other solutions provided here, Tekeleza provides a demo where users can test, run the application, and even create a test group before you start using it live. The solution offers two plans, a limited basic plan that's free to use, and a gold plan with extra features that is priced at 30 shillings per month per member. It's cheap, 30 shillings per month. And you can use the free, though the free basic plan doesn't have everything, but you can use it for some time. Then if you are ready, you can now start using the gold plan. I've also used Tekeleza and I believe that it's good. And if your chama has an account with Cooperative Bank, they can sync it to the app so that whenever someone sends money, it automatically registers their transaction and sends messages to them. So it's easier with less paperwork because you don't have to do it manually. You can do it automatic. Same to Chama Solve, same to Easy Chama. You can do them automatically. Then the good thing about these Chamas that I forgot to mention is that they have SMS plans. That is, if you are saving if you have weekly savings, they remind members of the weekly savings. So you'll get a text message telling you that, dear Lewis, you have an incoming. You have to, like, it reminds you, basically, it reminds you about how much you need to pay and when are you supposed to pay. And also in this app, you can put, what is this called, fines for late contributions, of which these fines helps the group to get more income. Number five that I'm going to talk to in this episode is called DigiChama. So one thing about DigiChama is that it uses a different model as it provides the application in a modular way. This means that their software can be customized to only provide features that a chama needs. So you select what you want to use to do the DigiChama, then it gives you in your dashboard. The best part about DigiChama, however, is that it is free to use, though it does provide two paid plans with extra features and support, but you can opt to use the free version. These features include custom modules, date entry support, and a custom subdomain which allows a chama to access the application on their own custom URL or website. Okay. The standard plan of the two starts at 8,000 shillings with a yearly subscription of 2,500, while the extended plan is customized solution with varying prices depending on the customer's requirements. So, I've talked about five management apps for your chama, and I hope that now that you have listened to these five management apps, we have said we have ChamaSoft, Easy Chama, we have ChamaNet, we have Tekeleza and DigiChama, of which personally I've used Tekeleza, I've used Easy Chama, and I've used ChamaSoft, and I can say that they are good apps. And remember, everything is automated, everything is online. You can see your amount in real time. Anytime you want to see how much it is in your account, you just log into every member has his own login credentials. So you just log into your Chama app and you see how much is in and how much is out. The admins can moderate the loans for the Chama. You can put interest, fines, and so on and so on. So basically, these apps will help you to have less paperwork, more trust and more credibility, because by the end of the month you can choose to download statements, monthly statements, income statements, spend whatever, spend your statement, spend individual statement, loan statement, and so on. Then you can decide on how you want to distribute your interest and see how much people earn. So guys, I believe that this is the best opportunity for you to use these apps, because it will give you more credibility and trust with your members, especially if you have a chairman that you don't really know each other, or you are new into this chama thing and you want to grow. And this chama, most of this chama app, like Easy Chama, Chama Soft, Tekeleza, they can help you to manage your investments and liabilities and so on, and assets too. So it's important for you to use this. It's important for you to use this chama management app, because it will help you to grow your chama in many ways. Because if you want to have meetings in your chama and you want to keep records, you don't have to use books or WhatsApp groups. You just log into your chama accounts and you start talking, you leave their messages and so on. So in case you need these messages later, you just go to your chama apps and you'll find them. So it's very important. Thank you. I hope you have learned a lot about these chama management apps, and I hope you're going to try some of them. And if you need any more clarification on the chama management apps, please don't forget to contact me on my social medias, A Whole New Day on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So guys, thank you for listening to me, and all the women, I still say Happy Women's Day to you, and all my audience, I say I love you so much, because without you I could not be here, and I can't take that for granted. Nimefurahi sana, because it's a whole new day, and remember, and always remember, that this is the podcast that you always feel. Thank you. My name is Lewis Omanda, and I'm your host here. Let's meet on the other episode.